Noonan has more from that event.
The first day of the Bayer Advocacy Forum looked into the future, covering a wide variety of topics from driving demand to the future of food production. Keeping farmers profitable was a poster session topic of Channel Seed grain marketing consultant Matt Bennett.
Back in 2014, we came to an agreement, myself and Channel, that I would go out and basically do meetings for them over the winter time period and summer period, write a newsletter three times a week, came up with like a profitability analysis tool. Those things are all on the Channel website. The reason why we did that is because it's no secret that producers probably struggle with marketing as much as any part of their operation, and especially since our extremely profitable time period of about 07 through 14, you know, margins just continue to get thinner and thinner and thinner. So the need for what we're doing becomes greater and greater and greater. So it's definitely been a really good way to add value to selling seed to a producer, you know, beyond what a lot of folks might typically get as far as value goes.
Bennett says market fatigue is also set into this headline and tweet driven market.
It's been a tough market to watch, quite frankly, and it's been very frustrating. Starting out this week, you know, we got really good news at the end of last week. Looks like over the weekend, headed towards some sort of an agreement. We all know that the Chinese need the agreement, the U.S. needs the agreement, and quite frankly, the global economy needs the agreement, and it looks like the agreement is going to be very advantageous towards the U.S. However, the market's not buying into it just yet, and the reason the market's not buying into it is because the market has heard so much rhetoric over the last year about what's going to happen, it's going to be huge, yada, yada, yada. We got to see us put a little bit of money where our mouth is. And once we see that happen, absolutely you're going to see, in my opinion, better days for prices.
Our coverage from Commodity Classic is brought to you by the North Dakota Corn Council and the North Dakota Soybean Council.